regular meeting for December 12, 2016 will come to order. Please turn off or silence electronic devices. And I'd like to take the privilege of asking my grandchildren to lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Richard.
Here.
Councilmember Andre. Councilmember Niesler.
Here.
Tony Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Norman.
Here. Next item, approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of November 14th. Do I hear any changes or do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Move by Ms. Bourgeois, second by Mr. Niesler. Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Committee reports, Public Works considers a substantial completion of the street overlay project. Roy has got the paperwork somewhere, Roy Atkins back. We've looked at it and they've certainly completed the job, done a great job, so I recommend awarding substantial completion to Barry A. Construction. Any discussion? Do I hear a motion?
I move.
Mr. Richard?
I second.
Second, Mr. Rhodes. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Planning Commission, Planning and Zoning, I'm not aware of anything. Finance, consider the 2015-16 audit. We will not have an exit because there were no findings and there's really nothing to it other than it is every year. But we do have to accept the audit. So if there's any discussion or motion.
I move.
Mr. Niesler.
I second.
Second, Mr. Rhodes. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Consider liquor licenses renewals. The list is in your package. It was discussed last time. There's the same ones that we had, always had. So I recommend the approval of the liquor licenses on as listed.
So moved.
Move, Ms. Bourgeois. Second, Mr. Richard. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Consider the holiday schedule. It was discussed in our committees last week. It's per our ordinance. So I recommend that also. Your motion?
I move.
Rhodes?
Second.
Second, Mr. Richard. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Recreation, I'm not aware of anything. Next, Police Committee, Chief, recommend the hiring. Consider hiring Reserve Officer Nicholas Schilling.
Okay. All right, I'd like to recommend the council we go ahead and hire Nicholas Schilling. He's been wanting to join the department probably over a year and a half, now 2 years. He's probably put in 200 hours, want to try him out and make sure he did fine. Real good guy. He wants to follow in his father's footsteps. He's a sergeant with the Baton Rouge City. Nick considers it a huge honor to join the police department. He really makes the town proud. He's doing a fantastic job just riding along and kind of overseeing what's going on. Reserve, he'd be at no pay right now. He passes matrix, good drug screen. Everything is good on him.
Okay. And you're Nicholas?
He's Nicholas Sharrock, I'm sorry.
All right. I figured you were since you were standing up. That's what you learn after 16 years. You get real good at it. Any?
He's from, where are you from? Demp Spring, right? Walker.
Good.
He worked right here, right next to Billy Sports and Reed's, Joey Reed's place.
I have a motion from Mr. Richard.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Rhodes. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard, buddy.
Welcome aboard.
Governmental affairs, I'm not aware of anything. Consider the vetoed ordinances, I'm not aware of any. Hearing and final action on ordinances, we have none. Introduction of ordinances, I'm not aware of any. Resolutions and commendations, resolution number 9, to apply for the 15-16 LGAP grant. We applied late, but we called them and told them we were sorry because of the changeover in personnel, and they're going to let us apply. So same thing as last year. line some more manholes. We're going to apply for $35,000, so, but we do need a resolution of the council to do that.
That's what we had last year, wasn't it?
Yes.
I move.
Mr. Neesel, second by Ms. Bourgeois. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Yes, sir.
Agenda says 15-16 LGAP grant, it should be 16-17.
All right. Any other comments? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Police Department report. Chief, you got anything?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. For the month of November, we had 2 alarm calls. We assisted other departments or people 2 times, 1 battery, 2 burglaries. They were both solved and arrests were made. 2 damage to properties, 3 disturbances, 1 domestic, 1 harassing phone calls, 1 illegal carrying of a weapon, which was at Burley High School. It was just a knife that someone failed to remove from their backpack before returning. 1 information only, 3 miscellaneous calls, 4 private property accidents, 3 thefts, 6 traffic accidents, 19 vehicles towed for no insurance, 6 Brulee Warren arrests, 57 total complaints, 386 total citations, and 453 total violations for the month.
Any questions? Yes, yeah, go ahead.
The incident they had on Lambo with the helicopter, is that the boy still in jail?
Yes, ma'am. He's currently being held in East Baton Rouge on outstanding charges they have on him as well, and Ascension.
Anybody else? All right, thank you. That was Tom Southone, in case you didn't know it. Correspondence, I don't have any. Mayor's report, I don't have a report, but I have some. You think this is for you? For the last several years, and for 17 years total, the town has had the good fortune of having Debbie Berthelot work for the town. Debbie has been, she's a definition of the American way. She started down at the bottom and worked herself up to the top, where she's has been the town clerk for several years. I don't know how many years, but it's been a while. And Debbie runs this town like she runs her family. She watches the town's money like it was her own. And I couldn't be more proud of an employee than Debbie, and I have this small token of our appreciation, which says, Town of Brulee presented to Town Clerk Debbie Berthelot in appreciation for over 17 years of loyal service to the people of Brulee, Louisiana. Thank you for your everything. Congratulations on your retirement. And you got to get up. And I forgive you for all the times you harassed me. That concludes the mayor's report. Next, remarks of personal privilege, and I would like to ask as a privilege if I could be the last one to speak. So with that, I'll open it. Remarks of personal privilege. Anyone?
I want to go first.
Uh-oh.
Bill? Mayor, on behalf of the staff and the town council, I'm Scott Rhodes, by the way, for those of you who don't know, I'm sorry. After 16 years of service, we appreciate everything you've done for the town. It's been great to see how successful you made this town, and I'm really proud to be a citizen and the mayor-elect of the town. And hopefully I can fill your shoes. It's going to be tough. And so anyway, we appreciate everything you've done. So on behalf of the town, I want to say, let's see, this says, the Honorable Mayor Jerry Norman, in appreciation for 16 years of dedicated service and outstanding leadership of the town of Brulee. So I'm going to present this to you.
They made it just like I told them to. It's good. All right. Anybody else? Yes, sir. Toops. who will soon be the Dean of Mayors in...
Yes, thank you very much, by the way. Thank you, David Toops, the mayor of Addis. First off, I would like to congratulate the new mayor and the new council that's coming on. I'm looking forward to working with you. If there's anything I or my staff or anyone can do, please feel free to contact us. Ms. Debbie, I'm going to miss you. My staff's going to miss you because you have been wonderful to us, opened up your doors. Mayor Norman has allowed you to show my staff what to do, and not just you, but all your town employees. And I wish you well in your retirement. And Mayor Norman, I appreciate everything you've done for me. I appreciate the time you spent with me. I appreciate you opening up your staff again to me and my personnel over there. I've learned some things from you. I've learned a lot of good things that I've taken with me. I've also learned some bad things that I'm not taking with me. So I appreciate you, and I'm going to miss you at our lunches and especially our meetings in Baton Rouge with transportation, and maybe I can get on the voting board and maybe take up your place on the engineering fees and all those type of things. That's ridiculous, but congratulations on your retirement, and don't forget about us in the town of Addis.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
What?
Thinking of what just
wanted
to be with you.
Oh. Yes, sir, Mr. Ted.
By the way, I'm Ted Denzel, retired parish president, and I had the pleasure of working with Joey for quite a few years, both when I was parish manager and parish president. And I always found Joey very cooperative, supportive of the activities of the parish and the things that we tried to promote. And I want to wish you much pleasure in your retirement, Joey. You've done a wonderful job. I'm seeing all these new things that Brulee has going. The guys that are coming on and ladies that are coming on now are going to be hard-pressed to match or even keep it up, because they've really accomplished a lot of things, and you've done well for your people. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dick. Yes, sir, Wayne. You weren't supposed to be here. He said he wasn't coming.
He said the truth.
Yeah, that's wrong.
That's the first time I ever lied.
Yeah. True.
First of all, I want to thank Joey for the opportunity he gave me to be able to work with him. And I think we accomplished a good bit over the years, and I appreciate that. And I'm here to say Joey is probably the most misunderstood person in Brulee. There was no doubt, there was some heated moments in this little room, but there's no doubt about the love he had for the town. And he always was a stickler to follow the rules. And he never was like Larry Johnson and did pretty good government. He did good government. And I appreciate what you did for me and the town. And I probably know him better than anybody else in here as far as what he did for this town. And he gave me the chance to help him help the town. And it was really a good 8 years. I really enjoyed it. And the town is so much better off having you as the mayor. And we talked about Rod Prejean. And, you always looked up to Rod. There's going to be many mayors look up to you from now on.
I don't know about that.
Appreciate what you did, Joey. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anybody else?
I too want to congratulate Scott and you coming, Councilman. I think you have that one new coming.
Yeah.
Joey's been a real pleasure to work with. You know, I never had any difficult working with any of the cities in West Baton Rouge Parish, but Joey was always, he would come up with an idea, he'd figure a way to fund it. He was, you know, some of the things we could do, you know, and most everything that he asked us to do, we ended up accomplishing those things, drainage projects and stuff in particular. I know he had a bunch of engineers. He tell me how many engineers he got in Brule that lives a lot on Fisher Street, I think. But we enjoyed your time. And at our MPO meetings, our transportation meetings we have in Baton Rouge, Joey is the kind of life of the committee up there. You know, he kind of, every time they bring up another environmental study, you know, like kind of like what David was talking about, you know, he raised all kind of hell about another study, a study to do a study. And but we're going to miss you, Joey, and I want to thank you for what you did, not only for the town of Brule, for West Baton Rouge Parish, moving us all forward. And congratulations, and hope you have a really nice retirement. And we know we can call you if we need you, and we certainly will. Thank you.
Thank you, Pee Wee. Anyone else?
One more. This will only take about 20 minutes.
Got five.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Pee Wee Berthelot. Oh, no. That was the last one.
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay. I got some business to attend to. You know, I try to give a parish council update at the meetings I come to, and I want to let y'all know that Thursday night we'll be trying to approve our budget. This is our budget. Okay, I'm going to be going over it page by page tonight. What? No, but this is how thick our budget is. We're going to be trying to approve $71 million come Thursday night. That work is for you, for the parish. Taxes that you've paid, so we certainly try to pay it or use it frugally and certainly efficiently. Second thing I want to try to tell you is that we're working on trying to get a satellite voting office down here south of the Intercoastal Canal for all the future elections. Unfortunately, it has to go before the legislature. In the last 2 years, it's been pulled by the Secretary of State. So what I want to let you know is that we're working on that, we're trying, but sometimes government does not work very fast. My brother, Jeff Kershaw, did want me to tell you thank you for help pass the school tax. There's been some misconceptions on what all that is, but it basically is even money for the infrastructure north of the canal, south of the canal, and also teacher pay raises. So I want to thank you very much. That's how we get better, is by us trying to do more things with certainly voter input, and they voted for the tax. Pee-wee certainly knows more than I on this, but there should be some things happening pretty soon on the infrastructure, on the traffic. We've been hearing that there may be as much as 23 cents taxed on each gallon of gas, which would, y'all would still have to vote on that, so it's not like they can just pass it themselves. But that would raise about $700 million a year to try to get some money started to help fix some of these traffic problems. Also, we're hearing that they may be fast-tracking the LA 1415 connector project. They have to do some repairs on the intercoastals, and it is going to be almost impossible to do it with traffic on those intercoastal, on the intercoastal bridges. So hopefully they'll fast track that 415 LA1 connector project. It's going to be tough, but still, to make improvements, sometimes you got to back up a little bit. And finally, last thing, I work on the council with Joey for 11 years, and now is my fifth year on the parish council. Joey has been at times very difficult and hard-nosed, but he never, just like Wayne says, he never does it out of spite. I believe he does it to try to make things better. He asks very tough questions in meetings of people. Sometimes you can see their skin starting to crawl when he asks those questions, but a lot of times those questions do not get asked. It takes people like Joey to sometimes to raise hell, excuse me, our kids, to get some things going, because a lot of people like to be complacent. Joey makes people non-complacent. So for that, I want to thank you, for especially all the years that I worked on the council, and he's had very good input for all my years on the parish council. So for all those years, Joey, I just want to say thank you, but I certainly don't want to end our friendship tonight. So thank you very much.
All right. Anybody else? All right, it's my turn. You know, I thought long and hard about what to say on a night like this, and I thought about talking about accomplishments and things like that, but that would be self-serving, and I guess you just need to look around and see where the problems are, and if you don't see problems, it must mean something got accomplished. So, but I do have some thanks to hand out. Nobody get your feelings hurt if I don't mention you or the order I mention them in. But without a doubt, the number one thank you, without even a close second, is I have to thank my wife, Andrea. You know, I've been doing this for 16 years, and it's no secret that as an elected official, you don't make very much money. And as a person who for 16 years has accepted that salary and had a spouse who was not a greedy person or a condescending person and never, ever questioned what I was doing is a blessing. And if there was no Andrea, there would be no Joey. So, I mean, I wouldn't be mayor because she would be looking for more money from me or whatever. But that's not the case. She didn't operate like that. She's just too good. She's the best. Everybody knows that. Next thing I want to thank is my family. You know, it's been pointed out a couple of times here that I have a tendency to be controversial at times. I know it's hard for y'all to believe. And I know my family at times has had to take the stairs and the things like that and have to turn the head the other way when somebody was, you know, not saying kind things and all. And, you know, that's not part of the deal. You know, saying things about me is okay, but that's not part of the deal. So I need to thank them for putting up with that. As far as the town goes, the maintenance department, of course, had Butch and Wayne. Great, great leadership. Great leadership. But as a guy out there, I hope he's still there, Curtis Allen.
I ain't went nowhere yet.
And I want to say that in 16 years, I never once got a call from any citizen that said that anybody in our maintenance department was goofing off or not doing what they're supposed to do. And the reason for that is because Curtis is the guy who sets the tone for the work ethic in our maintenance department. Besides his knowledge, which is extensive, his work ethic is something that every American should try to emulate. And Curtis, without you, we wouldn't be what we are. And Wayne is probably the, if I wasn't saying it, Wayne would be saying it. So, and Butch before him. So I want to thank all the guys in the maintenance department. All of y'all make us proud by keeping this town looking as great as it does on your own, by your own getting pushing yourselves because of the pride you have. So thank you very much. I also have to thank the administrative staff. I've already talked about Debbie, and you know, before her was Jules, but we've had a few employees come and go, and without the administrative staff that we have, they actually get the work done inside. I used to say I had a Mr. Outside and a Miss Inside, you know, Wayne and Debbie, and it's true. They get the work done. They protect me from myself. They protect the town. They do the job. They have a tremendous work ethic. We actually have one half less employee and administrative staff now than when we started 16 years ago because of their productivity and their knowledge. And I see Patricia sitting in the back. I don't know where the others are, but I really appreciate the fact that, and their attention to detail is great, that they actually do what they do so efficiently and so good, and I really appreciate that. Police department, I'm going to say, since it doesn't matter, that I've had three chiefs of police, and the first two were not to my standards, let's put it that way. It was quite rocky. And I'm gonna tell you all a secret that after the election, when Jonathan got elected, I had written up a letter before the election. I didn't know which one would get elected, and that letter said that I was going to go to the council, and I was going to ask the council to approve an appointed chief of police rather than elected chief of police, which is just about as controversial as abortion and gun control. So it was going to be a bomb. And I showed the letter to Jonathan, and Jonathan said, "Mr. Joey," he said, give me a chance." And I said, "Jonathan, I'll give you a chance, but I don't like elected chiefs of police any way, shape, or form." I said, I'm very skeptical. I'll give you a chance." Well, thank the Lord I gave him a chance, because I'm going to tell you right now, we have a chief of police that anybody would be proud of. Jonathan does his job. The morale in the police department is outstanding. The cooperation between the police department and the council and mayor and administration could not be any better. I'm praying, Jonathan, that you never fall into that trap of elected chiefs of police and getting complacent. I don't think you will. And I could not feel any better about the situation of the police department than I do going out. I really mean that. My town attorneys, Jamie Fontenot and Tom Acosta, y'all both had the same thing in common. When I would ask y'all if I could do something, y'all said usually said no. And so I quit. I got a policy that I started about 15 years ago that I just wouldn't ask the question if I wanted to do it. I just do it, and then they'd tell me, "Yeah, you shouldn't have done that." But anyway, they got in my way at times. But I thank you very much for keeping me out of trouble. Y'all have a tough job dealing with me, because I'm not a big fan of always following the rules. I believe in it's better to get fussed at for doing it than to ask permission. So, you know, I appreciate what y'all have done for us. Members of the Planning Commission, people get pointed to the Planning Commission. The only thing you can get out of the Planning Commission is getting people mad at you, and they don't get paid. And I really appreciate what they do for the town. It's a tough job, because when you're talking about a land use, there's nothing but emotion involved in it. And I really appreciate what you do for the town. I would like to also say that in West Baton Rouge Parish, we have something that is the envy of almost everybody in the state. We have complete cooperation between the parish and the three municipalities. The teamwork that we have among all four of us is outstanding. I have never gone to Mr. Ted or to Pee Wee with an idea where they said, "No, we can't do that. You know, we're not going to do that." They always say, "We're going to do it." And we have so many cooperative endeavors where we pay part, they pay part, they have the equipment. And it is so nice to have a big parish government like that as your backup. It saves the town tremendously. And I just want to thank the parish. As David was saying, you know, when Debbie helping them out, all the municipalities work together. We don't have rivalries and all that stuff. And it's not like that everywhere else. Everywhere else, everybody's trying to annex each other and all. We don't have any of that stuff. So that has been a real blessing in this job. Roy, my engineer, he's too expensive, but I got to say, Roy, thank God you're there. This guy's been here from the beginning of the sewer system. And he does all of our engineering, but he keeps us out of trouble in the sewer system because we have continuity because of that. And Roy, I want to thank you. Now, that concludes my thank yous. I have two more things. One thing is I'd like to address Scott. 34 years ago when I moved to Brule, I just had this thing. I just wanted to be involved in government, so I'd sit in the audience. And I just watched the meetings and all, and there was Mr. Rod was mayor, and Joe Mancuso, Paul Gautreaux, different guys. But his daddy was one of the council members. And I sat in the audience, and I just admired the way those guys did their business. Because they were always at it for what's best for the town. Now, I don't know if you know how easy it is to be a council member in charge of sewer when you go and dig up everybody's yard in a whole town. It's not fun. People will tell you that. When you dig people's yards up to put sewer systems there, there's going to be some that don't like it. And the integrity that those guys had and the guts that they had to stand their ground and do the right thing were actually the role models that I actually used as I went through, you know, the 16 years that I've been here. Scott's got the genes from his daddy, and his mom was tough too. She's here. I know she's tough. He's got the enthusiasm. He's got everything that it takes to be the next mayor in this town and do a good job at it. And Scott, don't try to be like me because you don't want that many enemies. Try to be nicer. But I have the. My wife was asking me that the other day how I felt about it, and I told her I cannot possibly feel better about the way the town is being turned over to Scott and the fact that it is being turned over to Scott. He's going to do us a great job. I have no doubt about it. Now,
thank you, Joe.
Appreciate it. You know, I was thinking, you know, what am I going to say? So you're supposed to say stuff with tear-jerking stuff, and I was listening. I'm a big music fan. I like hard rock. You know, I like Led Zeppelin and all that, but they didn't have quite the lyrics that I was looking for. But there is a song that's a famous song, and I'd like to read it to you to close out the 16 years, and I think you'll recognize it if you listen. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed, and cried. I've had my fill, my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing. To think all that, and may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man, what has he got? If not himself, then he has naught. To say the things he truly feels, and not the word of one who kneels. The record shows, I took the blows, and did it my way. And with that, I have some announcements. Reflection of the Seasons is December 15th through 23rd at 5:30. Planning and Zoning Meeting is December 21st at 6:30. Town Hall will be closed December 29th to the 27th, observance of Christmas. Town Hall will be closed December 30th through January 2nd for New Year's. And with that, I will accept a motion from Scott Rhodes to adjourn.
I make a motion.
Second by Ms. Bourgeois. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? And for the last time, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. That's it.